Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We want to hear from you, so please give us a call, 347-826-7435. This is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're social media, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. He of the shiny ears will give you passage into the Smooth Drama group. So once again, if you're a social media, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Me or shiny ears, Mr. J, will let you in. Basically, anywhere you social media, if you see Smooth Drama, add, follow, whatever the protocol is for that social media, and we will add you back, and we can talk a taste on it, right? Questions, comments, concerns, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you want, Brown Sugar, she's soliciting all kinds of unusual new pictures. So you can... Mm-hmm. Always hit up. Okay.
You act like that's like, you know, like people wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it. It's like I said the unusual ones where it's somebody put a vase in there.
I'm going to snap this picture right here. Snap.
Just more tales from the apocalypse. It's just some weird stuff that just keeps going. It can't stop writing itself. It's, for example, there's a dude who, yes, he broke into these people's house dressed in the gorilla costume. He didn't steal anything. He just entered the back door. And so they confronted him in the backyard and he ran and he got caught a little bit down the street. Name's Richard Music. Why I'm saying his name, I don't know. But I do. Because he's stupid. Richard Music of Old Hickory. He was identified as a suspect and arrested. He said he thought he was at someone else's house looking for someone else.
Well, that's possible. I mean, you have on a gorilla costume. You know, you might not be able to see what's going on, but why you feel like it's okay to dress up in a gorilla costume and visit people, I don't know.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe he thought that's how he was going to stay safe. He didn't have a mask, didn't have gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I got my gorilla suit. I'm going to go out in this. This is going to protect me.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess if your costume is insulated, you're good to go. It just...
Yeah.
You're dressed up as
a
gorilla.
So, speaking of that, I was at the store today, and a lady had, she forgot her mask. So she had paper towels under her glasses. She had on glasses, and she had her paper towels tucked underneath her glasses to where her nose and mouth were covered. I thought that was very interesting and creative.
Okay.
I mean, they let her in the store. Her face, she was covered. What can you say?
I got nothing on it. I mean, paper towel. We're dangerously close. There have been toilet paper sightings. I got a vow to myself. I'm not doing that normally until I can walk into the store and I can walk past the paper aisle and look and see toilet paper on the shelf and there's nobody to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not normal.
Yeah, that's when. Yeah, I was gonna say yes. That's when normalcy will be again. I feel that way too. When the shelves are full.
Yeah,
when meat is there, vegetables are there.
Well, I'm not worried about meat and
toilet
vegetables.
Paper.
I'm more worried about. See, we not regular till toilet paper is there. It's just we not regular.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Until folks is unsettled and don't feel like I gotta have 35 packages of toilet paper in their closet, we ain't there yet. So that's my solemn oath. I ain't taking gloves or nothing off until toilet paper can stay on the shelf. So we're gonna be a while, cause folks are still they got that crackhead itch. See, the toilet paper is like that Popeye's chicken sandwich. Remember when folks was like stabbing each other for the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
It's funny. I guess Popeye's chicken sandwiches are plentiful. Just not toilet paper, huh?
Well, I don't think people would stand in line though. That whole sheltering in place line at Popeye's would look really weird, right?
I would assume so, but I don't know. You know, you never know about us.
Yeah, I never want to see it. Never want to see it. Speaking of what I don't want to see also. So the president made that pronouncement, right? Talking about disinfectant and Lysol.
Mm-hmm.
And people start like drinking it.
Yes, amazingly. That was amazing. I'm just in awe.
See, I asked this question. It's like a rhetorical question. You're not supposed to trust politicians. Politicians lie. Even when they sound very, very convincing, they lie. It's just what happens. So we can call them fibs, white lies, whatever you want to call them. They're out and out lies. So if a politician says something, you're supposed to say, okay, I'm going to do the opposite. Because that's what happens. That's our history, right? Politicians lying.
Yeah.
Pretty much. The only thing politicians don't lie about is stealing your money. Like when it comes to taxes or voting.
Well, no. They'll lie then because they say that they're not doing it.
Well, no, they do it.
That's a lie.
Yeah, but see, when they
say they're lying and say that they're not.
No, when they sent the stimulus money out, you know they voted themselves a raise, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they voted themselves a raise because they just weren't making enough money.
They needed to be stimulated as well, I guess. So.
They need to be stimulated also.
Wow.
Stimulation on Capitol Hill. It's quite stimulating.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
You were talking about the bleach comment, though, that he made.
Yeah.
Were you going to go into depth about that, or were you done?
So there's a where they're asking that they make hand sanitizer less tasty.
Okay, who is doing that?
The FDA, they urge manufacturers to make hand sanitizer taste worse.
Okay, but who is eating hand sanitizer?
Apparently, a lot of people think hand sanitizer is where it's at. So, according to the FDA, calls to the National Poison Data System increased 79% in March 2020 compared to the same time last year. And so to bring those numbers down, they're asking manufacturers to make hand sanitizer less appealing to the taste buds, as if it was appealing to the taste buds. So brown sugar, you've used hand sanitizer before, right?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah. So have you ever in your life just like, oh, I broke out this hand sanitizer. It looks and smells delightful. I want to taste it.
Never.
Never?
Never. No.
It just never crossed your mind? You just get a little bit.
Not one time have. I've said it smells good. It does smell good. You know, there are some hand sanitizers that smell good, but it doesn't taste like it doesn't smell like I want to taste it.
You don't want to put it on top of your Pop-Tarts?
No, I don't want to use it on my toast for jelly. All
right. Well, apparently, they have to tell manufacturers to make it taste worse. Because apparently,
wow,
hand sanitizer is tasty. Anybody out there listening, if you've tasted hand sanitizer or know anybody who has tasted hand sanitizer, please just call in, email, jump in the chat room. I'm just curious, who thinks hand sanitizer is a good idea? Taste buds are just ringing like, ooh.
I would take it. Those same people who drink the disinfectant are also eating hand sanitizer. I would guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would guess
it's the
too.
Same people.
I don't feel sorry for them. See,
you know, I always feel sorry for people who don't have common sense. It's so sad. Yeah, because it's so sad. That's such a sad state of being.
All right, I'm saying this. I'm just saying this. So we have people who are drinking rubbing alcohol, Lysol, disinfectant, and hand sanitizer, because a politician told you it was a good idea. That's where I'm at. See, I'm not saying that it's the president. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm stay with a politician said something and you believed it. See, right there, you're dumb. I don't mean to demean folks, but if you're doing that, you didn't earn this work. It's why?
I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be called out on their lack of common sense. I'm just saying I feel sorry that they lack it.
I
feel sad for them.
Politicians lie.
I mean, even if they didn't lie, you didn't know that, like, from 20 years ago before the politician said it?
That
you know, unless you were, you know, like, at what point did you not know that in your life?
I don't know. And on that note, we're gonna ponder that. We're gonna go on break here. This is the homie Scotty Spittin', Knight Rider.
Thank you.
together you got the move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Scotty Spitton, Knight Rider. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Brown Sugar, are you voting in November?
I plan on it. I sure do.
All right. So, we got two candidates. One who wants to grab you by the pussy, and the other who wants to grab you by the pussy. So, we got a...
What?
you got two candidates. You know, one who wants to grab you by the
one
pussy. And the other one, who wants to grab you by the pussy? They're both pussy.
All right. I thought I heard you, but they're okay. All right, it's different people though. It's not the same person. Okay, all right.
Yeah, they're not the same person. It's two people. Right?
Okay.
We narrowed it down. Donald Trump grab you by the pussy on one side. Joe Biden grab you by the pussy on the other side. So you have to decide. This is the grab you by the pussy debate. Which grab you by the pussy candidate do you prefer?
I'm the smarter one. Whichever one is smarter.
So at this point,
all I can ask for is some form of intelligence at this point.
It's a little bit of intelligence. All right, so
that's all I can ask for.
All right, so let's just say, all right. So what are the things that Joe Biden has going for him in your eyes?
What does he have going for him?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not much different than the one we have now. I think he's a little bit more down to earth, and I think he's a little funnier in a kind of goofy way.
Wait, hold on.
But so, other than that, you mean political? Are you talking about politically?
I'm asking you because you said he's not much different than the one we have right now.
Well, I don't agree. I mean, I'll say this. I was only an Obama fan because he's black. I didn't necessarily... I was hoping he'd do more as president, but I knew he was a politician first. So I knew he wouldn't do too much for black folk because I knew he's a politician first. And not to say that he wouldn't have had he had more support. Maybe that could be it. That could be an argument too. I don't know. But that might be something that Biden has over the other one is that he... was in the Obama administration, and you know, I'm not really into politicians. Yeah, I mean, I think he's doing it, but just not really talking about it. So, you know what I'm saying? He's not. You know, I'm gonna keep that to myself.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to keep it to yourself.
My point exactly. See? Intelligence.
Is that intelligence?
You agree with me on that.
I'm a little bit creepier than the other one.
Yeah, but I keep it to myself.
Okay.
See, people know I'm creepy, but it's not out there that I'm creepy. All
right. So that's...
You know?
That's such a ringing endorsement for...
I mean, I can't think of a politician that I would be excited about right now. I was excited about Cory Booker. I was excited about Bernie Sanders. You know, and when I say excited, I was hopeful. Well, that's about it.
All right, so now one of Sanders' concessions in order for him to bow to the race was he took Joe Biden to task, like, hey, you got to do something about student loans. So now Joe Biden has talked about either $125,000. If you we'll throw $125,000 at everybody's student loan. So we'll basically pay off if you owe under $100,000, yours is paid off. And he's talked about also just eradicating student loans. So that right there, as I've joked, I was on Joe Biden's side. It's like, well, if he gets elected and he does that, he keeps his promise and he gets rid of the student loans, I will personally print out a picture. I will Photoshop a picture of me and Joe Biden hugging. Because I'm sure there's a picture of him hugging his son somewhere. I'll put my face on it and darken the hands, whatnot.
The hands.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yes, like me and Joe Biden, we're hanging out. Print out and laminate that picture. Keep it in my wallet with me. Me and Joe Biden, this is our picture. That's my promise. Because he said he would wipe out student loans. He would be the greatest president of all time, in my mind. I'm selfishly one-dimensional like that.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're looking for someone who's just going to do student loans, do away with student loans.
Yeah. I'm a voter.
Okay.
I mean, the game is, politicians, they bribe you with, hey, I'm going to do this for you. Everybody has the issues that they want to hear from politicians. So Wayne Messam said, get rid of student loans. I was voting for Wayne Messam. Warren came out and said, hey, I'm going to put $50,000 on it. I was voting for Warren. Bernie Sanders says, I'm getting rid of all student loans. I was voting for Bernie Sanders. He concedes, makes Biden give up student loans. Like, you know what? You got to get rid of student loans. And Joe Biden, he gets rid of the student loans. Guess what? He's my favorite president of all time. I'm going to tell you, I'm one-dimensional. You handle my issue.
So are you voting, though?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to be happy?
No, I'm voting. He said he was going to get rid of student loans. Bernie backed him, we're going to get rid of student loans. So guess what? I will vote. I will go down there, get an absentee vote, because I still don't trust people. And I will vote for Joe Biden. But, if he doesn't do it, I will work tirelessly to get his ass out of office. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I'll vote for anybody but Joe Biden if he is lying about these student loans.
But you won't know that he's lying until he's in office.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's
so,
the thing. So you don't know if they're a liar until they're already in office, because Donald Trump hasn't did anything that he promised, and you know.
Right. He's but we
in
knew
the 4 years
liar.
He's been president, so.
I mean, but we knew.
But
he
nobody
was
is talking about that. So
yeah,
nobody's
but
talking
expected,
about that.
Yeah, but I expected him to lie. He's lied all his life. It's like, if you didn't think that dude that's lied all his life was going to change, it once again, you're dumb. You're really dumb. So Joe Biden, supposed to be a man of his word, old Barracuda Joe, as they used to call him. Look, if He gets in the office, and he passes it. He's the greatest president ever. I told you. His picture is in my wallet. But if he does not, I don't. There'd be the Grand Dragon of the KKK running against him. I'll vote for him before I vote for Joe Biden. Don't lie to me. That's all I'm saying. I'm invested. That's where I'm at.
Well, I think you're going to be disappointed.
See that kind of talk right there. This is why I'm glad we got that social distancing going right here. Because that kind of talk, right, we can't have that. Mm-mm. Positivity, brown sugar, positivity. Get rid of my student loans. I'm invested. I'm deep covered with it. Don't care. I don't care who wants to grab.
I'm not saying for you not to be hopeful, because I feel like, I mean, we all want to be hopeful. It's hard to be hopeful, though, with people who have lied to you repeatedly. And maybe it's not that one individual. What?
You being such a downer right now.
I'm just saying, how is that a downer? That's just a natural human reaction. But you already know, I'm a very forgiving, let's get past this type of person. You already know that.
Not tonight. See what the apocalypse
but
is.
I'm saying what I'm saying now. But you know, I'd be the first person to be like, you know what? Let's just work this out.
Anyway,
we can get past that. All
right. So yeah. All right. So we just gonna move on. So. We didn't move to that point. Man is arrested for threatening the governor and his staff. A guy was arrested for threatening Donald Trump. Like, I'm gonna kill him. So we're people are going to jail for threatening to kill politicians. Not killing them, but threatening to kill them. Dude got 18 months in prison for threatening to kill him. Right? Now, anybody who's familiar with the law knows you can get a restraining order on somebody. The police won't arrest that person. That person threaten to kill him, I'm going to kill you. I see you, I'll kill you. Kill you dead. Police don't arrest them. You know, there's a lot of women have been threatened by guys, threatened to kill them. And a lot of these cases we've seen, unfortunately, that they follow through. That's when they get arrested. So.
Oh, yeah, after the crime has already been committed, yeah.
Right. So,
after the death of the woman.
Yeah, so if you threaten to kill or hurt someone in the real world, in the thousandaire world, you aren't arrested. But if you threaten a politician, you can get arrested and go to jail. There's something wrong with that picture there. Not because I killed him, but I threatened to kill him on social media.
Yeah, well, their lives are more important than the average Joe.
Are they?
Of course.
Okay.
They make all the laws, they pass the laws, and they have those very important meetings. And weren't they voted in? So that means that the American people who voted for them want them there. So their lives are more important.
Apparently.
Nobody voted for you to be here, to have your job.
Right.
So, you know, nobody voted for me. So if I have a stalker or whoever and I get a restraining order, I'll be all right. You know, I still got to go to work the same. I still got to grocery shop and do all that while I'm in fear of my life.
Yep. Takes them clipping you.
Maybe.
For it to happen. They have to attempt to kill you and you get away. You'd be able to press charges effectively.
Oh.
It's kind of interesting.
I didn't know that was an option. Like, I thought I had to die.
Well, I think if they attempt to murder you, you have a case. If you survive the attempt.
Okay.
Yep. Kind of have to survive, though.
Okay. Well, all right.
Look,
and I don't want to make fun of domestic violence.
We're not.
Or anything like that. No, I'm just saying, you know, some people might feel like, you know, we're kind of making fun of or making light of it. But it's just something to think about.
Yeah. Well,
how important the average person's life is as opposed to a politician.
Yeah, very unimportant because, once again, we know there are hundreds of thousands, probably even millions of death threats that go to thousandaires. I want to make sure we have a lump group, thousandaires. You're in the thousandaire club. And in the thousandaire club, if you get threatened, nothing comes of it. You're in the millionaire, billionaire club, you can get protection. And folks go to jail for threatening you.
So maybe we all should just become politicians then.
Yeah, if only.
We'll be safe that way.
Well, I just wanted to drop that. And like Brown Sugar said, definitely not making light of it. I think that it's a real story. The fact that you can go to jail for threatening a politician, but you can't go to jail for threatening a thousandaire. Speaking of threats, we just gonna go with the coon drop.
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
All right. We haven't talked about coons in a minute. So, Diamond and Silk. Silk and Diamond. Not the strippers. Those two women that are always at Donald Trump's campaign ceremony. You always see them. Because you know how they make sure that there's like the one black dude that they put. You see that crowd, there's like that one black dude.
Yeah, he's right behind.
Right. Always in the same spot. And then you'll see Diamond and Silk there too. Right. Well, Fox News just kind of cut their ties with him.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because they had been talking about how coronavirus, people should be outside. You should be out in the environment getting used to it. See, it's like that flu shot phenomenon where, hey, get the flu shot so you don't get the flu, but you take the flu shot and you get. So their philosophy is, we're the United States, not communist China. They just taking away our freedom. We should be out there. If something happens, it happens.
I mean, that's what happened, kind of what happened in Italy, though. Or maybe it was in Spain. I don't know. But one of those European countries. You know, I don't know if you remember years ago, and they had the whole chickenpox outbreak, and they went and they had chickenpox parties. So, like, if if my kid had it, then I would have like 5 other kids come over and be exposed to it. So that's kind of what they were doing in Europe. Like if one person had it, then they'd have, you know, a gathering to where other people, and then they live in close proximity too. So that's why, one of the reasons why they had all those deaths.
Well, so, yeah. They got
I mean, ideally, I mean, you know, because I've heard of that, you know, that's one of those old wives' tales too. Like the whole vitamin D, like the sunshine thing, that helps with the cold or the flu. If you get exposed to it, that boosts your immune system. I've heard of that. But I just always assume those are old wives' tales. I don't know how.
Well, no. I had a cousin that had chicken pox, and so my mother brought us over there, and we all had the chicken pox. It was awesome.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. No.
She did the chicken pox party.
Yeah.
And see, I didn't even know. I, you know, that this, when I knew about it, or when I first heard about it, this was like in the 90s, that, you know, to me it was like crazy because, you know, you don't know what it's going to do to your kids.
Yeah, we're just gonna not talk about it no more.
Okay.
I'm kind of over it.
Okay.
Yeah, that reminded me. And on that note,
Fox News. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
we just gonna go on break. This is little
okay.
brother. Speed racing.
Fuck it is. Little brother DJ Drama, Gangsta Grill, separate but equal.
Gangsta Grill Seals!
Let's go. Sky Zoo, little brother Sean Don. My name's on it, I'm the creator. So on a day to day, I'm ducking from perpetrators. Haters talk a lot of nonsense, this, that, and the third. But when Sky get the stomp and they sit back on their words, homie, I ain't deep with that bullshit. Fight my style, you block down on some pig bullshit. I dry it up quick, I don't play with my music. You don't got the heart or the talent, then you shouldn't do this. Everybody wanna shine, everybody spit bars, everybody got rhymes, and everybody click hard. When the truth is, none of you. Vehicles ruthless, having an imaginary burner, can't do shit. But I do what I do, move how I move. My life's like a lost video, too live crew. Still got the hood on smash, so when I look over my shoulder, New York is looking right back. Slow down, speed racing, you keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become the favorite. Everybody talks, everybody talks, play with us when the chips is down. Nobody wanna say shit, yeah. Slow it down, slow it down, y'all. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Y'all down, y'all speed racing. Dudes keep hating, but the minute we come, we become the favorite. Fonz in the field, sick with the harmonym. I say what up to your man's, your mom's and them. A lot of niggas wanna take my place. Geek down, get the fuck out my face, like Tom and them. I'm up in Chop Chop, wandering. High the gang, got fucked up, sat back and assessed it. Niggas really think that if they ain't been arrested, shot or locked up, we ain't interested. That ain't all true, and that ain't all you. And if it ain't no need to lie about it. Just cause a nigga got the skills to sell dope, don't mean he got the same skills to rap about it. I came to rep the true article, making every word, every verse feel like it was a part of you. I never mind about no robbing or thieving. Still got you niggas vibing and weaving like barber school. So fuck haters and the naysayers. On the low, niggas is probably 8th graders. Cats that won't play us cause they play favorites. In the long term, on my own terms, I make it well damn speed race. From my school, keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become the favorite. Everybody talks, everybody talks, play with us when the chips is down. Nobody wanna say shit, G. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down, y'all. Speed racing, dudes keep hate, but the minute we come, we become the stage, y'all. The illest, the realest, you know. Nice one on the drums, and impeccable flow. Toe for toe, the only heavy spinners, you know. Say I'm in it for the money, but I came with dough. That's for sure. Nigga
for 2 days for show. Buy shit they don't need, 6 months they blow out the dough. Record moving out the store, but they car repo, house resold. Mama said everything that glitters ain't gold. Truth be told, I got what you need right now, pound for pound. We can go round for round, but you looking at the best. I'm from the underground. I got the roof on fire in the city under siege. Name one rapper fucking with me. Bitch, please, that's word. Niggas is whack. If you was rhyming in the mirror, your reflection won't be melting it back. Lyrically, I can't stand y'all niggas. I'ma start see painting y'all career, turning rappers into singers. And I know some of y'all are like, who the fuck is he? All confident. I know he ain't talking to me. Slow it down. Niggas too quick to run their mouths. Get down with the king. This is Sean Don's house. Big doze on the couch, chicken, ginger ale, and vodka. Bet my publishing, he can outshine your roster. Lords of the underground, we some cheap rockets. This is the A team, I'm BA the Rockets. This is that crack, this is that coke. Said a few drug references, now they say I'm dope. Slow down the speed racing. Dude, keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become their favorite. Everybody talks, everybody talks, play with us when the chips is down. Nobody wanna say shit, G. Slow it down, slow it down, y'all, y'all. Slow it down, slow it down, y'all, y'all. Speed racing, dudes keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become their favorite.
And like that, we gone. Oh yeah, I got this thing too. That's where I come from. My swagger is at an all-time high. Nothing can take me out of my zone. AMG, Justice League, separate but equal. Been a pleasure. I got more classics for y'all. Y'all start this one over though.
Matter of fact, I'm about to listen to this again.
L.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Lil Brother, Speed Racing. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so in the midst of the apocalypse, I mean, Twilight Zone, as you like to call it, Brown Sugar, we still got our constants. One of them is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, found out there's another thing you can't do. It's black. You can't go running in your neighborhood. Ahmaud Arbery was jogging in his neighborhood when he was pursued, shot, and killed by a white resident and their father, who suspected him of committing robberies in the area.
They just suspected him. They didn't actually see him.
No, he's just jogging. You know, folks go out and jog. You see it all the time. Look outside. You see people just jogging. Maybe he had a dog with him. He wouldn't have got killed. People don't shoot you if you have a dog. It's one of those things. Mr. Arbery is no more because he was jogging. So, guy on his yard called his father the father called his son. And they grabbed their guns and followed him in the truck. Told him, stop, we want to talk to you. And shot him. They said he looked like the suspect in a number of break-ins.
Not that he was a suspect.
Nope,
he just looked like him.
I've never heard that before. Like, Like, wasn't the first time we've heard that? You
is it
like,
the first time we've heard that? No, no.
Is it? No, it's not. It's not.
No.
I'm just saying, though. It's like we don't even get a new one. We won't even get a new one. You can't even tell the good lie, right? You don't even tell a good lie. Yeah, he's running out the house. He was in the yard or something. But just jogging. Jogging. And of course one's been charged.
Audacity of it all.
Yeah, no one's been charged or arrested in connection with killing. He said, and I'm gonna quote, George E. Barnhill, a prosecutor in the case, told the police in the letter that Gregory and Travis acted within the state's citizens arrest law. And Travis acted out of self-defense. So before the interaction happened that led to the murder, they said a resident of the Satia Shores called 911 and said a black man in a white T-shirt was in the house that was under construction and partially closed in. And he's running right now. There he goes right now. And the prosecutor wrote that he did not believe the shooting was criminal. And Gregory and Travis had been legally carrying their firearms. And because Arbery was a burglary suspect, Travis and Gregory had solid first-hand probable cause and were justified in chasing him under citizens' arrest laws. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, they said, there's a video of him burglarizing the home. Nobody's seen it, but supposedly, he was burglarizing home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, a life is lost.
Yep. Probable cause. Not because he broke into their house, but because they thought he was a suspect. Probable cause. So, yep.
Well,
there it is. No one's charged. Yep. There it is.
Yeah.
And talking about very sad, Andrew Combo. Because we're just going to leave that right there. Because that one's just sitting mm-hmm. there. You can chase and shoot somebody if you got probable cause. Not that they broke into your place or anything like that. But I'm guessing. I'm going to take an educated guess that if I was down there and I chased after them and shot them, I would probably go to jail. I'm just going to take an educated guess that might happen. Because I wouldn't have probable cause. I'd be stalking and murdering two innocent, upstanding citizens. Just a thought. Anyway, speaking of other thoughts, Andrew Combo, he says, homeless people on subway cars are disgusting and disrespectful. So, apparently, there was a article in the New York Daily News, which features a cover story of homeless people seeking refuge on train cars amid the coronavirus. So it's a picture in the subway filled with homeless people and their belongings. And so he said, I quote, "Respect the essential workers. That is disgusting. What is happening on those subway cars is disrespectful to the essential workers who need to ride the subway system." Now, the subway people are like, well, I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Exactly.
Because that's a state issue, right? I mean, because you're if you work as a security guard on transit, in New York, where the virus is still rampant, you're not arresting anybody.
No.
It's not going to happen. And so, for the mayor, to come out and say that they're disrespectful and disgusting, it's like, well, homie, what are they supposed to do?
The homeless people?
The homeless people, yeah. What are they supposed to do? Where are they supposed to go?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they went to the cars because they were taken off the street because of the virus.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So they were told they couldn't be on the street, but they probably weren't told where to go.
Right.
So they probably just said you need to find a shelter in place, and they picked the subway train.
Yep. Huh?
Yeah.
We have a caller. Ooh. Caller, you're on the air. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Smooth
Hey
Mama. What can I do you for? Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. All right. So you want to share some light on?
Yeah, the mayor, de Blasio, has some positive points. He has some challenges also, but compared to the governor, the mayor does seem, from just what I'm seeing, to be more down for the regular people, and the governor has a more uppity disposition, and I think is probably flexing to be one of the next presidents down the road. Subway cars are dirty, but I don't think the homeless should get trampled on by the mayor or anyone. You know, how do you beat on somebody that has no home? That's kind of bullying. So if he did say that, that's inappropriate, and I'm kind of surprised because I wouldn't expect that from him.
Well, I think he was saying his true thoughts. Didn't care about being politically correct. It's like disgusting and disrespectful. But he said it to the essential workers. Like, he cares about people who work at Target. But it's a whole other conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because
the other essential workers aren't on the subway. The nurses, the doctors, the policemen, the firemen, they're not on the subway.
No. Some could be, though.
So. Well, no, they're not. They're not allowed to leave where they're at. The doctors are staying at the hospitals. Some of them are leaving. Some of them are able to leave, but, you know, a lot of them aren't because they can't go home. Because they don't want to pass the virus on, or, you know, possibly to their family.
All right. So caller, I want to thank you for calling in, and feel free to call in anytime. Thank you for calling. We're going to wrap up the show now.
Thanks. By the way, they exaggerated a lot of the figures about who was sick. I visited several hospitals. The numbers were much lower than the media was promoting. So for some reason, they wanted to make us more fearful than is necessary. And also research how many nations were turning socialist, and all of a sudden COVID-19 during 2014 to 2018. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you. For Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F. The Insert. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
smooth.
Drama. Smooth.